Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It all started with a free-range egg, cooked in our breakfasts for over 20 years, which means a lot of free-range eggs and a lot of chickens getting their steps in. That's a little thing that's changed a lot.
Until 11 a.m, subject to availability.
Tonight's stories.
Ruined.
With an update.
And another update.
And another update.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brandy.
Sam.
And Josh.
And hey. Josh. Josh is back. Josh. And Josh.
And Josh.
Ooh. And Josh.
Wow. That was amazing. Sam, did you know your best friend can sing?
Don't just say best friend.
I'm seventh at least now.
Mm. No, you're fifth.
Oh, fifth?
Yeah, he did get.
When did he jump?
I mean, the cruise was good. We were all on the cruise together. I think he's just raised in my eyes. He's just, you're five now.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff happened since we posted our last video. First of all, happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
Yes.
Happy New Year's Eve. I don't know how you can forget when we have these on our heads, but I forgot.
Is that what we're wearing?
I forgot this was on our head.
I didn't even know why we were doing it.
This is going to be the quietest New Year's celebration ever.
Oh. Did you say awooga?
But we went on a cruise and something crazy happened, or kept happening.
Yeah.
On this cruise.
What kept happening?
People kept recognizing Sam's glasses.
Oh my shit.
Shut up. They were your glasses. They're like Comfort Level Podcast.
I know those glasses anywhere.
So
oh
we,
my gosh, I hate Maddie.
I mean, we had an opportunity to meet like a lot of people on the cruise, actually.
Yeah.
Which was very surreal. So we just wanted to shout out. We actually remembered everybody's names, I believe. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to everybody
too,
that we talked
pictures?
To. I do have some pictures, but I don't know if people are comfortable with having their picture on the podcast.
Yeah, we
so,
didn't ask their comfort level.
So like specifically somebody that we met, her name was Lily.
Shout
and she
Lily.
Helped make our experience even better.
I mean, made Maddie's experience
yeah,
better.
And the girls.
Specifically Maddie.
Because
the girls.
Lily never saw Lily the entire cruise.
So all she never said anything to me.
Didn't get anything in my room. I think my name was very clear. I could have definitely received anything, Lily. But thank you for watching the show. We love you.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, I think most people recognized Maddie and ran into her. But every time they're like, "Where's Sam? Where's Brandon?"
Mm-hmm.
No one said, "Hey, where's Josh?"
Well, of course. Why would
I was a little, I was right there at the table playing Uno with everyone. I was like, "Hey, I'm here too."
And you're like, "Is this your little boy, Maddie? Who is this? Is this your little son?"
Okay, so we met, and tell me who if you remember everybody, because yeah. You know we met Lily, Jada, Penny.
I remember Jada.
Jada.
Yeah. Jada's the only one who I saw who came up to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple so, times.
Yeah.
Shout out Jada. She
Shout
was really
out Jada.
Cool.
Jada's
Shout out
cool.
Lily, Jada, Penny, Gina, Christine, Egypt, Jalen.
Jalen was the one at the boba.
Jalen, okay. Yeah. Jalen was cool too.
So, yeah. Shout out to those people. Just
it was
wanted
funny
to say
though,
hi.
Did we tell you how the interaction went?
Yeah. You guys were saying that okay. She was unintentionally like staring at you guys from across the room.
We were just like, she's what? Like, "I'm sorry," and we're like, "Okay, thank you."
Because I'm never going to say anything first.
I wasn't
like,
say anything,
I'll never say
like,
anything to you.
Is she like afraid that we're here? Like, is it like a standoff?
But definitely shout out Jalen because she hit me up on Instagram after because we took the picture on your phone. And so she's like, can I get the picture? Like, yeah, sure. So I sent her the picture on Instagram. Shout out Jalen.
Yeah, and Lily, if you're watching this and if you want the picture, reach out to us via our email. And
Lily, you'll
we'll
never
you
get
the picture
because I didn't get strawberries, Lily.
I yeah, have I the picture,
so
Lily, and I'll send
the
you the picture.
Picture.
Lily,
what was the strawberry?
Send strawberries to my home if you want the picture. We're holding an hostage.
And in honor of Lily, you have some Stella Rosa Black behind you.
Oh.
That's from Lily, so congratulations.
Lily got that for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Back in on Lily.
She did.
Lily.
She's lying.
Oh, Maddie's lying.
No, I'm not.
Maddie would never lie.
The same thing stands, Lily. Get the picture when I get strawberries.
We're doing one story today.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's one story with four updates.
I really hope it's not like gonna make me very emotional, like that father story. If you haven't watched the episode, you need to go back and watch it because it's. I had to cut it off of work because I was like I was getting too angry.
Yeah, it's like that man like wasn't listening to reason at all. Mm. And he wasn't able to like take a look and reflect on himself. But no, it's nothing like that. It has to do with Thanksgiving and basically your siblings bringing stuff to Thanksgiving.
Well,
and there's four parts to it.
That's legal.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister she's not allowed to bring her homemade food to Thanksgiving because her cooking is ruining the meal? Every year, our family does a big Thanksgiving dinner. We all typically bring a dish or two. My sister, who's a lovely person in every other way, insists on cooking something homemade every time. The issue? She's not a great cook. And I don't mean just not great. I mean she has somehow managed to turn classic dishes into borderline inedible creations. For context, last Thanksgiving, she showed up with her special recipe stuffing that was over-seasoned with random spices like cinnamon and cardamom. It was dry and the flavors were confusing and totally off for stuffing. Only one person took a small bite and the rest went untouched. Another year, she brought a green bean casserole that had some kind of strange chewy texture. She later admitted that she used coconut milk and almond flour to experiment. No one wanted seconds of that either. This year, I'm hosting Thanksgiving. Since I'm responsible for putting it all together, I wanted to keep the menu consistent so that people could actually enjoy a cohesive meal. I thought I'd avoid drama by asking her to bring non-food items instead, like wine, soda, or even some flowers. I explained to her very kindly, I thought, that I just wanted to make things easy and streamlined, and I'd handle the main dishes. But she didn't take it well. She got offended and told me that I was controlling and shutting her out of the family gathering. She then accused me of making her feel inadequate and said that Thanksgiving is about everyone contributing, not me deciding what's acceptable. I told her that everyone appreciates her efforts, but that she could contribute in other ways and still be a part of it. She doubled down and said that she's bringing her famous green bean casserole, whether I like it or not.
That's a threat. That's a threat at this point.
I don't think it's famous for the right reasons.
Now my mom and a couple of other family members have chimed in saying that I should have just let her bring whatever she wants because it's Thanksgiving and it's the thought that counts. They're acting like I'm committing some huge offense by wanting the food to be enjoyable for everyone and not having random experimental dishes that no one will eat. But I feel like I'm just trying to keep the meal enjoyable and frankly edible. I don't think it's wrong to want guests to enjoy the food, especially since I'm putting a lot of effort in here to host. Am I being unreasonable here? Am I the asshole? And then there's updates.
Ooh.
My first question is, how is there more than one update to this? I'm excited.
I'm yeah. super excited.
I will say, I'm a big fan of letting people's like experience or not even experience. What am I trying to say?
Like efforts?
No. Let it play out. Just let the situation play out. So yeah, you could bring your famous green bean casserole and threaten me with it because it's honestly a threat at this point. But don't get mad when no one doesn't eat it.
Right.
But it doesn't take away. Like just put it somewhere. And just be like, oh, that's the green bean casserole. She made it.
Mm-hmm.
At your own risk.
Yeah.
But everything else here on this side, eclectic. We got it all figured out.
I think that's a good point because I think unless it's something pivotal to your family's Thanksgiving meal, like the turkey or the ham or the mashed potatoes or so, whatever the family can't live without.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something like that, I think we have bigger problems, but it's a side dish. I think it's fine.
Yeah, like no one's forcing you to actually eat it. Her pride might get a little hurt, but at that point, whose fault is that? We told you what to bring and you decided to bring that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think that there's anything wrong for them initially being like, hey, can you maybe bring other things?
Mm-hmm.
But then when she says, no, I want to bring this other stuff, then it's like, okay, well, I agree with Josh and Brandon where it's like, let it be, mm-hmm. let it go untouched, unless it smells. But I think you might have more say if it was like a random dinner party, not Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're like, no, I'm creating everything here. Not Thanksgiving where everybody brings a dish or two. So, yeah, maybe just let it be. But I also don't think your initial thing of like, hey, maybe just bring napkins. I don't think anything's wrong here yet, you know?
I agree. I think that part is fine. You're like, I'm giving you an out. You're not taking it. So just like Brandon's saying, let it ride. Because I'm not eating everything at Thanksgiving anyway. Mm-hmm. There's tons of things you're like, I just don't want that. And people just don't get it. And that's what's going to happen to this green bean casserole, which there's no such thing as good green bean casserole. It's a disgusting dish on its own. So saying that it's bad or good doesn't make sense because it is all bad.
I would like to say maybe Josh can chime in for the palm colored people. For me, I've never tried green bean casserole. It does look nasty to me.
Yeah, it looks like
my sister, my blood, says that she loves it. It wasn't at Thanksgiving. She was upset about it. I said, well, then make it. Josh, are you a fan of green bean casserole? Because I know it might be more on this side that likes green bean casserole.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't know what Sam has. First of all, I know Sam's lying. He's trying everything at Thanksgiving.
I'm not, actually.
He's like, once I'm actually seeing
something. I do not try everything.
Okay, I have a question after this.
Okay, cards on the table. My mom did make a tater tot and hamburger green bean casserole this week. And it was great. It was good. But I understand why they can be bad. If it's just green beans, yeah, it's a fair vegetable, but people don't like them.
Okay, my question is, because the only green bean casserole that I've ever seen is where everything comes from a can and it's put together.
Mm.
What if it was like actual green beans and then you're like cleaning them, cooking them yourself, like steamed or like whatever, and then the sauce somehow is made, or it's a combination of like making some of the sauce yourself and then adding like that condensed milk type thing? Again, I don't know the flavor palette of green bean casserole. I've never tried it.
I, at least me personally, a lot, I'm not a big fan of casseroles at all. Point blank period. But I think it is because of the palate of it. It doesn't, like, it's like stuff that doesn't go together and you're cooking it together. I don't know. It weirds me out.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes.
It reminds me of if you were to put gravy on green beans.
Yeah. And
that,
I don't
that's
love
what it looks
that.
Like.
Green beans are probably the fundamental problem with the whole thing. I'm like, why do green beans have to be in this? But also, it is casseroles. I have a weird hatred of casseroles. I never want a casserole. I hear casserole, I'm like automatically put off by a casserole.
Wholeheartedly for me, the combination. Yeah. I just cannot get behind any combination.
Why
that
not putting all the
casserole
stuff together that's not sanctioned by some higher body that should be sanctioning it?
I'm so confused because do you not make like your mac and cheese in a casserole dish?
Yeah, but it's not.
But that's
casserole.
Also cheese. It's cheese basically a casserole.
And noodles.
It's just cheese and noodles.
That's what
it's not.
That's
cheese,
what most
noodles, and green beans. And
why do you put green beans in there? It's fine. Take the green beans
guys,
out.
But I think you just don't like green beans.
But cheese noodles.
I don't actually.
Cheese
don't
noodles and bacon is okay.
Yeah.
No, there's a meat in there.
Okay, what about cheese noodle bacon chicken?
Yeah. Chicken, what, you have a problem with the chicken in a casserole.
When you start putting meats, that's where I'm like, I'm getting like against it.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Update. All right. Well, things have escalated fast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks to everyone who's offered advice. I tried to compromise, but it's already turning into a whole thing, and Thanksgiving is still a few weeks away. After our last conversation, my sister was being pretty cagey about what she planned to make, so I reached out to my mom, hoping she could help smooth things over. Instead, she got defensive, saying I'm overthinking and that it's just one dish. I told her I wasn't sure if it was just one dish anymore, especially after hearing about my sister's grocery haul, including canned oysters and edible glitter.
Biological warfare.
Canned oysters is wild.
That's demonic, actually.
Then my mom let it slip that my sister has been hard at work on some creative menus she's planning as her Thanksgiving surprise. Apparently, she's been telling the family group chat, which I wasn't included in, by the way,
ooh,
that I'm being controlling and that she wants to expand everyone's palate with something truly unique. To top it off, my cousin sent me a screenshot from the group chat where my sister said she's bringing not one, but three dishes to Thanksgiving now. She's calling them her Thanksgiving trio experience.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Complete with their own settings and little menu cards she's designing. I'm officially panicking because I have no idea what she's planning to serve. And from what I've heard, it's not remotely traditional. At this point, half the family thinks I'm overreacting, while the other half is texting me with things like, is she really bringing glittered sweet potatoes? I feel stuck. If I try to control it anymore, I'm the bad guy. But if I don't, Thanksgiving might turn into a tasting event for my sister's avant-garde cooking. So yeah, Thanksgiving is a few weeks away, and it's already becoming a family spectacle. I don't know whether to brace myself or just preemptively order pizza.
I'm curious about these personalities of these people now, of like the way the sister is taking this on and going crazy. She's either right. Maybe the OP is very controlling and this is like the final straw. And now the sister's going crazy. Like I'm going rogue from her controlling ways, or the sister, because the sister doesn't seem to have self-awareness either. Because it seems like everyone does agree that her food is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a known.
Yes.
Like, no one likes her food.
Yeah.
So what in her head is like, more of it, it'll change their minds. The only reason I think she would do that is because OP is really controlling. And she's like, this is me attacking my controlling sister.
I wonder if she's like the creative sibling.
Sounds like the creative sibling for
like
sure.
Like the artistic sibling where you're like, just let her do her thing. Like she's been doing it her whole life. Yeah. Just let her be. It's fine. And maybe OP is more like type A.
Yeah.
So both could be true. But I think the fact that people are talking about her behind her back, it's like, it's a thing. She does it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Is she really gonna like, cause yeah, I'm getting nervous too. The glittery sweet potatoes. I was like,
I'm intrigued.
And actually, the oysters.
Yeah, the canned oysters.
That actually is, he's right, it's demonic.
That's why I was like,
canned oysters is crazy.
I was like, I get what you're saying, but anyone who's actively choosing canned oysters,
she's a monster,
is a menace to society.
Brandon, you said in the original post that it was a threat. I was like, it's not that really of a threat. Now she's threatening the family.
With potential food sickness.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's canned, it's probably less likely that it'll make you
sick.
What
dish is the canned oysters being a part of?
We done already seen her casserole palette.
Oh, she throws that in the casserole. She's going to put that in the casserole.
Mm.
I'm nervous to see what she's going to do with them canned oysters.
Is OP hosting?
OP's hosting.
Okay.
First time, I think. Because
that seems a little rude from the family to exclude her from the Thanksgiving chat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which may, I'm like, maybe she is controlling. Maybe they're like,
but then if she was really that controlling, they went behind the other sister's back to be like, is she really doing this?
Yeah.
So they were all in the group chat and then they went back to the other sister and was like, is she really doing this?
What are your guys' family group chats like? Do you really only have one group chat that has everybody in it? Because to be honest, we have group chats where one person is excluded, but there's all different kinds.
Wait, okay. Also, I'm curious about this because I only have one. So,
and that's funny because I didn't think it was actually like people only ever have one.
No, I mean, like, well, I only have like real one with me, my mom, and my sister. And then we have like a Facebook one with a lot of people in it, but no one talks. Only one aunt just sends videos all the time.
Yeah. It's always the aunts.
Yeah. Like, no one's watching. But anyway, do you name your chats?
No.
Oh, dang. No. I want to hear some names. Like,
I can say this because my siblings.
Bro's not in here.
I can say this because my siblings don't watch this. And my mom knows because she's in most of them. But it's like, it'll be one where, so we do have the Facebook group chat where it's all one side of a family. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one where it is like my parents and my siblings. And then my parents are like estranged. So then we have like one where it's without my dad. And then we have one where it's without, you know, a certain sibling. Cause I have one sibling who's married and has his own family. And sometimes we have, I don't know if you guys watch this, but you're figuring out some tea right now if you do watch this, oldest sibling. We have one where it's just the people who like are still kind of a part of the family. Like they don't really have their own little separate family yet.
Yeah.
And then when I need to talk to you about my siblings, mm-hmm. you know, there's different group chats. There's different group chats.
How did they start? Did they start like with the reason to exclude them, or were they like, oh, we should get this thing for this sibling, so we shouldn't have them in it.
Both.
And then it evolved into
both.
Like,
I will say both.
Okay.
It's both. Like one is like, hey, because we have a sibling group chat. Hey, you know, it's after, but you know, we're doing something for mom. Mm-hmm. Like, what's her Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Boom. Another one. So and so sibling is like kind of crazy, right? Like, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah, blah. It's both. So it's funny that. So what is your sibling?
Yeah,
what's
like?
Your group chat like? You really only have one?
No, we have two.
Okay.
We have an extra resident in our place right now. So it's just the family.
Oh, and then one with them in it.
Yeah.
The household.
Oh, well, there is one weirdly with my mom and sister and not my dad. Oh. But I think it started off that way. We were getting something for his birthday.
And
but then
just
she'll just
crap
like
about your dad.
She'll just send messages.
No, she'll send like house chore messages, like, "Hey, do this, do this." Like, I'm not even joking. It's like all mom just saying stuff, and then me and Elise just reacting to the messages.
Interesting.
But and then she'll like if we're like because you know my dad, he literally just works and chills at home. He don't like to go places. So like if mom like takes us somewhere, and then she'll be like, "Look at this guy," and we're like.
No.
Classic.
No.
The only time I ever send messages in the group chat is to send pictures of Husker.
Okay. Do you guys think that was an issue? Because you were saying
you want
to know what the personalities were like, and you're like, she started a whole group chat, and you're like, hey, so maybe she is controlling. But it's the fact that everybody went behind the sister that started the group chat to the sister that's hosting.
That's family.
Yeah, that's
sorry. That's family.
That is family.
But do you think do you think she's really that controlling? Then if they're all like, you see this? Like, you hearing about this? Like, they're literally playing her play. I mean, filling her in play by play about what she's being.
Well, for people in families who like, we all have people in our families like, they're like quote unquote the leader. Like, we usually kind of do what they want most of the time.
Or the planner.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying those people are controlling, but sometimes they're in this role that they just, people do what I say, so I am controlling what's happening. It still feels like she's that. Like, they're like, hey, you really going to let her do it? Like, hey, leader, you're really going to let that happen? I'm not saying it's a bad thing that it's happening. I'm just like, I want to clock the personalities to see what these different relationships are happening.
Okay.
Update. So Thanksgiving is now a little over 2 weeks away, and somehow things have escalated even further than I thought. I thought maybe my sister's Thanksgiving trio experience would be the peak of the drama. Well, turns out I was wrong. Since the last update, my sister has become fully committed to making her dishes the main attraction.
Oh, no. Okay.
She's been dropping hints in the family group chat, which I'm still not included in, but shout out to my cousin for the screenshots, about how this Thanksgiving will be one to remember.
Oh.
And calling it her Thanksgiving debut.
Okay.
She's apparently been referring to herself as the Thanksgiving head chef.
This can't be real.
And has hinted that she's bringing some kind of culinary surprise centerpiece that will transform the whole experience. From what I can piece together, she's planning a main statement dish in addition to her original three side dishes. I'm picturing something equally bizarre, but on a much larger scale. And honestly, I'm terrified. If her green bean casserole was already pushing it, I can't imagine what she thinks is worthy of being a centerpiece. Then, to make things even weirder, my mom texted me privately and suggested that I step back this year and let my sister shine since she's excited about her contributions.
That's not the word you should use. That's crazy.
My mom thinks if we just give her this moment, it'll make her happy and she'll get it out of her system. She even hinted that maybe I should focus on decorations and drinks instead of the main dishes, which feels like an attempt to turn hosting over to my sister without actually saying it. So now I'm left with a choice. Go along with my mom's plan and let my sister essentially hijack Thanksgiving, or keep pushing back and risk a family showdown. I just wanted a nice Thanksgiving with dishes everyone would enjoy, but it seems like I'm either about to hand over the whole meal to her or prepare for some serious drama. Thanksgiving isn't here yet, and it already feels like a circus. I'm half tempted to just sit back and see what chaos unfolds, but part of me is still worried about subjecting the whole family to whatever artistic statement she has planned.
Two questions. One, is the mom in the same group chat with everybody else? I hear canned tuna and I mean canned oysters.
Yeah.
And I'm out. There's nothing can justify canned. That's what I'm stuck on. Canned oysters. Nothing can justify me allowing someone to make something with canned oysters.
Maybe we're seeing where the apple came from.
Yeah.
Just yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
My second question. As the OP, why not just stand up? It's you're hosting it. Don't be like, oh no, I'm afraid. No, make your food. You're hosting it. Just put your food in the best place possible. Let her do her little circus act. If you're so worried about people, just make food.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a moment where it's like, okay, mom, you probably should have never said anything. That's not really fair for you to like pick a side of your kids, especially one where most people wouldn't agree with it. They'd be like, okay, maybe more go with the more reasonable thing of like, you're not hosting this year, sister, so save it for when you're hosting, or just bring a few dishes. But why are you trying to steal this moment from OP, from your sibling? And I think what you're saying is not necessarily feeling like a family showdown, but being like, hey, that's totally fine. You can bring what you're going to bring, but I'm going to have my dishes.
Right.
Just in case nobody wants to eat what you're having. Likely. You know? So I don't really like necessarily the mom for not being like, hey, you can bring your stuff, OP sister, but OP is going to have stuff at their house for everybody else and just leave it at that.
I didn't get why she was like, I might just have to order pizza. It was like, weren't you hosting in the first place?
I do feel like, before I'm like, oh, it's kind of a funny story. And like, it'll be an interesting Thanksgiving with how it was transpiring. But the mom seemed like she was trying to make it actually bad by taking away OP's contribution. Now you're like, okay, we're going to have a normal Thanksgiving with these crazy showstoppers that are probably gross. I'm like, that's fine to me. I'm like, that's kind of fun. But now you're like, OP, don't make your good things that everyone likes. Let's just have sister do everything. That's where I'm like, who are you, mom? Are you evil?
She like suggested the oysters in the first place.
She gave her the whole thing. She's like, yeah, put more glitter in it.
More glitter,
please.
Honestly, if this is a reflection of their family dynamic, I'm sure the mom is just tired and she's like, let her do what she wants. Just let her ruin Thanksgiving. I don't care anymore.
And I think that could be, but when you do that, where you give in to one child all the time, then you have at least what we're seeing, maybe OP experience, where OP's like, hey, what the heck? I'm hosting, and you're always sticking up for them, and now you're telling me, I don't know. I definitely can see that dynamic fitting.
They're all adults. Let's not forget that they are all adults in this situation. Mm-hmm. It's not children anymore. Mom's probably already done the hosting or the bringing main dishes and stuff like that. As part of her life, she's already been the centerpiece, and now she's trying to pass it on to the next generation. I'm sure now she's like, I give up. I'm not going to be involved. I'm not going to try to control this.
Well, she sounds like she's trying to control it a little bit.
She is trying to control it.
She's trying to tell OP what to do. And I get what you're saying of like we're all adults, but sometimes that doesn't mean anything.
No, that's true. I know what you mean, but I'm saying that I think the mom could be tired because she's had her turn to do all of that stuff. And now she's like, I'm done with it. I don't want to hold this burden anymore.
But to like Maddie's point, like with the dynamics, it reminds me of that story where we had like the sister who wanted to try on the wedding dress.
Oh, yeah.
Of the other sister?
Of the bride or something.
And like they kept trying to get, just include your sister, blah, 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 include your sister in this. Where they clearly were favoriting this daughter over the rest of their kids. I'm like, I'm getting that kind of the same vibe. Where like, she's creative. She's a creative one. Let her do it.
Yeah. So top comment before the update. Maybe suggest that the entire dinner be at either your sister's house or your mother's house. That way you can go and just enjoy the chaos without having to clean up before or after.
Mm.
Which is something to really think about.
She like hires a team of people like coming in. They're like, they got ladders. Like, what are you bringing into my house?
Update. Here we are the day before Thanksgiving and things have continued to spiral.
How?
I decided to let my sister move forward with her trio experience since pushing back more would only make things worse. I thought we had a plan. She'd bring her dishes and I'd make sure there was plenty of other options to keep the peace. This morning, my mom let me know that my sister is now adding a surprise dish to her contribution.
What is happening?
She's been very secretive about what it is, which has everyone nervous about after her past attempts. My mom thinks it's sweet that my sister is putting in so much effort, but a few other family members are not as optimistic. My cousin texted me privately asking if I had any backup food ready, and my dad casually mentioned bringing extra rolls, just in case.
They were just smashing rolls.
At this point, I've decided to stick with the plan and let her have her moment. I'll still have a few traditional dishes on hand so no one goes hungry.
Good.
Tomorrow will probably be chaotic, but it should at least make for a memorable holiday. Wish me luck. I'll update after Thanksgiving if anything noteworthy happens.
Uh-oh. Oh my gosh.
It's like every single update starts off, well, it got worse. And I'm like, there's no way it could get worse than an extra surprise dish.
An extra one.
Well, I'm glad, though, that they clarified. Like, everybody was like, yo, like, this chick is going a little wild. Please have some backup.
Except mom. Mom, I get it. That's your daughter and you love her. But she's I need you to be realistic here. Like, even I will say my mom loves us. But she's realistic when her kids are like, okay. She might not say it, but she'll say it with her tone or she'll say it with her face. You're like, mom, you think this is good, right? She's like. Like, you can see it.
Yeah.
I can't have my mom lying to me like this because then I'm going to show up to Thanksgiving with 5 dishes and I'm going to look like a fool.
With the confidence of your mom put in you, you're like, I'm good.
I can take on the world.
Well, how many dishes are we at right now? How many dishes do we think we're at? Because I feel like 5 at least.
I thought 5, but my guess is 4 or 5.
And for 5 dishes, that's going to be expensive. The sister's going to take all that. Yeah, let her take it all on. I'll save money. I won't bring anything.
No, well, yeah, but...
But it's all
what am I
going to
eat on Thanksgiving?
If it's
bad,
then I just got these 5 dishes. I can't
even
eat.
That's fair.
I'm actually pulling for the sister. Like,
I need you
to
pull this out.
Cooking class. She like she's been practicing.
I was just about to say plot twist. She's actually like really good
it's
now.
It's delicious. The best food. She's like, I actually did try hard.
Yeah.
I went on Beat Bobby Flay. I challenged him directly to a Thanksgiving dinner.
I went to Hell's Kitchen.
I beat him.
She actually just hired caterers and just put it into a food tray.
That would be hilarious.
She made tacos on Beat Bobby Flay.
And she beat him.
Mm-hmm. At his own game.
Thanksgiving dinner is officially over, and I genuinely don't know where to start.
Oh, God.
I feel like I just lived through a fever dream of culinary chaos and family drama, and I need a moment to breathe before I even process everything. Yes. My cousin and I are heading out for drinks to dissect all of it, because honestly, what just happened deserves its own Netflix special.
Oh.
I'll post photos later when I get home. But for now,
there's photos?
I didn't see photos, but I might go look on their page because I didn't see photos. But for now, let me give you the rundown. So my sister showed up earlier than expected, which I should have seen coming. She came in like a storm, carrying not just her 3 dishes, but also this giant platter wrapped in foil, which she was clearly trying to make a big deal about. She immediately starts rearranging the table, moving my dishes to the sides so hers could take center stage. She even brought her own table runner and candles, saying something about setting the mood for a creative dining experience. I decided not to fight her on it because at this point, I just wanted to get through with the night without a blow up. Her trio experience was, well, let's just say it was everything I feared and more. She started with a glittery sweet potato mash that somehow managed to taste like a mixture of sugar and sand.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
How do you mess that up?
Sugar and sand.
The glitter wasn't even edible glitter.
Oh no, my god!
Okay, that's actually crazy. No way. I just gave her the benefit of the doubt.
It was craft glitter, which I didn't realize until one of the kids said, "This is crunchy." And I looked closer. Then there was this cranberry and oyster relish.
No.
Yes, same. Oysters and cranberries.
This is one. She probably called it a casserole too.
Oh my
That's
god!
Crazy.
Don't you dare!
So awful.
Casseroles don't deserve that brand.
It looked like someone had spilled jam into clam chowder.
Oh!
And the smell alone was enough to make me lose my appetite. Finally, she brought a pumpkin curry casserole that had raisins in it for some reason and this weird fishy smell that clung to the air for way too long.
You're lying.
You're not even reading. It's
you're
right.
You're not
here.
Reading that.
Maddie's doing a Mad Libs thing where she just says random things together.
There's no way that. Yeah. No way. No human about? In their right brain would put those together.
But the piece de resistance was her surprise centerpiece dish, which turned out to be a turkey gelatin mold.
No, like from the 50s?
No way.
Yes, she took ground turkey, mixed it up with some kind of broth and seasonings, and turned it into a wobbly, translucent mold shaped like a turkey. She even garnished it with parsley and cherry tomatoes to make it festive. I wish I were kidding. The entire table went silent when she unveiled it.
That's not what you want.
Except for my cousin, who immediately started coughing to cover up what was, I'm pretty sure, a laugh.
I would die. I'd be dying.
Someone just starts gagging.
Things hit their peak when my mom, who had been defending her the entire time, took one bite of the gelatin mold and just froze. She didn't say anything, but you could see the regret on her face. My sister, noticing the lack of enthusiasm, decided to go on this long speech about how Thanksgiving food is too boring and how she's trying to challenge our palates. She even called my ham and mashed potatoes uninspired, which was rich coming from someone serving glitter sand potatoes.
Oh my god.
The breaking point came when my aunt, who was usually the peacekeeper, tried the gelatin mold and actually gagged.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to be polite about it, but my sister saw her reaction and completely lost it. She started yelling about how nobody in this family supports her and how we're all stuck in the past with our unoriginal foods. She even accused me of sabotaging her dishes by not hyping them up enough to everyone. At this point, half the table was trying not to laugh, and the other half was just staring at their plates, probably wondering how we got here. My sister ended up storming out of the house, but not before saying something along the lines of, "You'll regret not appreciating my vision when I'm famous." She left most of her food behind, which my cousin and I quietly threw out after dinner. The rest of the night actually turned out pretty nice once the tension was gone. My dad's emergency ham was a lifesaver. And everyone agreed that next year, we're either going to a restaurant or just skipping Thanksgiving altogether. So now I'm sitting here wondering how this even became my life. I'll post photos later because you all need to see the turkey gelatin mold to believe it. Yeah. But for now, I'm going to grab a drink or three with my cousin to laugh slash cry over everything that went down. This Thanksgiving was truly something else, and I don't know whether to feel relieved it's over or brace myself for whatever fresh chaos my sister has planned for the next year.
This reminds me of those creative people that fly too close to the sun and try to reinvent something that did not ever need to be reinvented. She tried to reinvent these people's taste buds. That's crazy.
Well, maybe she's ahead of her time.
No,
well,
I promise
maybe we're just not ready.
It's so funny that she said you guys are stuck in the past. The gelatin turkey mold is literally from like the 50s when there was like the gelatin craze. That's where it came from. Someone, it might not be the 50s, but someone in the comments can correct me. That's wild to say. You guys are stuck in the past.
I'm trying to think of the way in which she got mad at the end. It reminded me of the menu.
Yeah.
But there's specific creative people that have like tried to, and everybody gets always so mad at them because they're like, dude, this is literally like just this. You're just trying to make it look cool,
yeah,
and be different, but you didn't do any, you did something that, or like the phrase reinvent the wheel. Don't reinvent the wheel. It works perfect for years. Why are you trying to make a square wheel?
Because now I'm genuinely confused because I thought because it happened in the past, she would bring a dish. People probably wouldn't touch it or, you know, whatever, that she didn't care. But the fact that she was so upset that she stormed out, I'm confused because I'm like, how are you this unaware that nobody likes your food? Nobody wants your food. I feel like it had to have been communicated nicely at, you know, at a certain point. I mean, yes, we are hearing, you know, the aunt and the mom actively supporting it when they should have been more realistic.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if maybe there was some type of thing where I was like, hey, it's not very good. Or she just brings it and everyone's quiet, you know? Because well, has she dealt with this rejection before?
They're saying last year when there was one bite taken out of it, a normal person would see that at the end of the night. You're like, my dish with one bite taken out of it. You're like,
nope, nobody liked it.
That's on me. That's something I probably should deal with. If I made mac and cheese and I saw one piece of it, I'm like, I'm never making mac and cheese ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like maybe she does not have any that awareness. She doesn't have that skill to be like, oh yeah, this is bad, and maybe I should try something. Well, maybe she did see that. I want to try something different. Maybe I played it too safe.
I feel like she's living in her own reality. Yes. 'Cause even like all the words that she's using and like how she's describing, I feel like she definitely feels like she's up here and everyone else is down here. They just don't get it. They just don't get her vision. And I don't think OP is the asshole for any of this situation. I think OP had a lot of patience where they didn't need to have all that patience.
I forgot this was a...
am I the asshole?
I forgot.
You're not the asshole.
Just... I do think to a certain extent, yeah, they should have been more realistic with her. I don't know why the mom kept basically being like, hey, OP, like, just don't. It's like, no, because then something like this happens where your family wasn't trying to be mean, but they see the dish and they either can't stop laughing,
yeah,
or they do give it a chance. They do try it. It's disgusting. It's like some type of honesty.
More than you can chew. Right. Like, you don't have the experience to do this.
Yeah. Just some type of communication instead of being like, you can totally do that. They're going to love it. You know, maybe OP shouldn't make anything, you know, right? OP sister. It's like, no, I don't.
So
it was delusional from the mom, I think.
Mm-hmm. They're acting like they're surprised that she failed. Like they knew, they should have anticipated this. So why then did the family decide, okay, instead of ham and turkey, since, you know, sister's going to be bringing a lot more food now, we're not going to do turkey and let her do that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of on the family.
Yeah. That is.
I mean, it's like 50-50. Like, some of the family might have known, some of the family might have wanted to give it a chance. But at the end of the day, I think it's like OP's sister is the problem. The family might have been enabling it, but OP's sister is the one who didn't want to listen, wanted to be the center of attention, wanted to be like very outgoing and, well, not outgoing, but. Yeah, reinvent the wheel. to the point where I'm like, there is some blame on the family, but I think the main thing is on the sister who, like I said, I feel like she's in her own world.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I understand all of your points.
Well, yeah, because the only reason I don't necessarily blame the full family, because I do blame the mom 100%. I blame the mom because I feel like this was the mom should have stepped in and said something. Mm-hmm. I feel like the family is just attending this thing. They don't really have say in it because it doesn't seem like anyone else brought anything. I don't know why. It just
yes, like, that's what that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm like, too, is like, why was that the only other?
Well, I'm just saying because your family has this tradition. I'm like, everyone does Thanksgiving differently. Sure, and this sure, could sure, be a thing where like this one person hosts the whole thing, they do everything, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So it just seems like they're just attending this thing. They don't really have the only skin in the game they have is like, I hope it tastes good. But we're talking about like, oh, maybe she has genius or she had this delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
My problem with that is at least a lot of those people were like, we should be doing this, this. They actually have some skill or like, or some education in that thing. And they might've been wrong. Like, you think you know something, but mm-hmm, you at least know the basics of things, yeah, that you're in the right ballpark. Seems like she doesn't know anything about cooking. And she's just like, I'm going ahead and making these crazy things. Not even knowing the basics of cooking, Simon, because she would know that canned oysters don't belong in anything.
She would know they not belong to put
in the store.
Well, my other thing too is OP's sister, has OP's sister tried this food? Or is she just making it for other people?
She doesn't eat it.
Because if you were to try it, you'd be like, maybe this isn't the right type of glitter.
Good to you. Tell me that.
There's no way she's tried any of this. She put in inedible glitter.
On
the sweet potatoes. That's psychotic.
That's crazy. The kids are
dangerous.
Like, this is crunchy. That's how she found out.
It's been glitter for weeks. Yeah,
like, yes.
Ouchie. Why'd you let your kids eat it? Or they were testing on the kids.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to try it? They're like, okay.
They're kids. They're like, nah, nah. This is disgusting. We should do an act out.
We should, actually. We haven't done one in a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I feel this one. I feel this one in my core.
What are you guys? Who are you guys thinking of being?
OP, OP's sister, OP's mom.
OP's cousin.
OP's cousin. Oh, yeah. We got four. I don't know.
Brandon's smirking as if he...
I don't know what I want to do. I'm like,
Josh, do you have a...
Should I be the sister? Should I be the cousin?
I kind of want to be the mom.
Okay. So we got one off the board.
I can be the sister.
Should I be the cousin?
So who am I?
OP.
OP.
Okay. Hey guys, so it's cool that I got you in like a little virtual group chat here, but we're going to do dinner at 6 p.m. In 2 weeks. Remember, we're doing it the day after Thanksgiving because, you know, everybody's got different stuff, but
mm-hmm, baby thumbs up gif.
Yeah, so it's going to be super cool. We're going to have ham, potatoes, a bunch of other stuff. You can bring a side if you want. My sis.
Whipping nay-nay gif.
Hey, sis. You know, honestly, I really need napkins. And honestly, an oil change if you wanted to bring that.
Thumbs up, react to that.
Thumbs down, first of all. What else?
I need red Solo cups.
Red Solo cups and...
Because you'd be really good at those red Solo cups.
She would.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, what else?
Your presents? You can bring your lovely presents.
You know, honey, why don't you surprise us? You're always so good at bringing something that is really brings something to the Thanksgiving.
Auntie, please don't send that stuff.
And I get that, sis. And mom, oh my God, I love you, mom. I feel like I'm number two in your life, and that really hurts me. But And I just wanted to send a voice message so everybody can hear me, okay. Right? So, Sissy, be quiet, right?
I was also sending the voice message.
Sissy, be quiet. You didn't even, Sissy, be quiet. I didn't hear the Sissy, be quiet.
I didn't hear the
heartbreak emoji. Why are you guys fighting already?
Because I'm going to do something crazy. Because
I'm making all the dishes. Poop sent.
Crying, laughing emoji.
Down react. And you know what? I think what I want to do, because we've been doing this the same over and over again, and it's honestly like you guys don't even understand me, like for real. I'm bringing a dish.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Yeah, it's like you guys are stuck in the past.
Okay, I'm going to call you guys because we're sending all these voice memos. So I'm going to call you guys, okay?
Okay.
Oh my goodness, is it going to be one of those casseroles, kissy face emoji?
Mom, please answer. I know we're talking to the group chat. I know you can pick up the phone.
How do you answer this question?
Mom, please answer.
Hello?
Hey, okay. I'm going to add cousin.
Cuzzo here.
Yeah. These people, am I right?
Oh, guys, I can't see your face.
We're just on the phone, Auntie.
Just on the phone.
Auntie, we're on the phone.
How do I get your face?
It's just a voice call.
I love my family.
Listen.
Okay.
Cousin, are you seeing this group chat right now?
That's your mom, dude.
But also, that's my sister. Yeah. I've been trying to get her to bring some napkins. They she doesn't care.
Can you guys speak up? You're just whispering to each other.
Yeah, we are. That's the point. Okay, let me add my sister. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, sis.
Yes, I'm bringing a dish.
Okay, stop cutting me off.
And if I don't?
I'm going to take you off the call.
Hey, cousin, that is a little controlling.
Hey, OP, why
she
are you
keeps
always,
interrupting
OP,
me.
OP, why are you always so mean to your sister?
Yeah,
oh
like you're
my
literally
God.
So mean for no reason.
You're my favorite cousin, but that was actually kind of crazy.
Because nobody was even cutting you off for real.
Nobody was cutting. I was literally in the middle of talking and you cut me off.
Were you?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay, sister, honey, why don't you, maybe now that we're on, you know, the video voice call chat Skype thingy,
you can
maybe explain to your sister OP what you're thinking about.
No,
what's in your mind?
I can explain to sister
OP,
a little bit.
OP, let your sister speak.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom.
I'm just going to send a text message really quick. Yeah. So I'm hosting this year, right? I'm just sending this a text. I'm hosting this year. So maybe when Sissy can make all these dishes when she hosts, send. Oh my
God. Okay, I see that text. I'm going to respond to that later. But since we're on this call right now, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it a surprise. Y'all don't worry about what I'm bringing. But just know.
Hey, cuz, as your cousin, when you told us what you made, it was bad.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of afraid of the surprise aspects.
Don't be afraid.
To get a surprisingly bad thing.
What's the phrase that goes around now? Trust the process.
Don't trust sister. Yeah.
No. Say it with
I've
me.
Heard that one.
Yeah. Trust the process. Say it.
Don't let her bring food.
Don't let her bring food.
And see, Mom, get her.
Honey, did you hear? Sister's gonna be bringing another dish, yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking
Wait,
her not
honey,
to.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean an emergency ham? What are you talking about?
Your dad's about to make an emergency ham.
Can you tell dad that's a good idea?
He can do whatever.
Guys, I'm
he
right
wants.
Here.
He has his own. He's got his own money.
All right.
I'm telling you one thing and one thing only. I'm about to transform you guys's taste buds. We're bringing it to a new level.
Oh, no.
It was like you guys were like right here. I'm like right here. We're going to bring it like this. Okay, what I'm about to do is about to revolutionize Thanksgiving.
You made up a word.
That's such a her thing to do.
Come, okay, and I just need you guys to trust the process.
I don't
lose your old taste buds. Forget about last year because I did mess up. That was an accident. I meant to add cherries, not salt.
So your suggestion was also
cherries,
bad.
Not salt. How is that hard to mix up?
Oh, baby, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah,
we're
everybody
all
makes
to
mistakes.
Make
cherries and salt. Cherries and salt.
As you said, trust the mistakes.
Yeah, trust the mistakes. Trust the process.
So you know what's crazy is we can look at the past, right, Zist, and see that you maybe like, you're great at hosting and you're great at, like, party. So let me tell you some things that you're good at, yeah, right? Because I know you love to hear that.
Okay, oh, yeah, honey, yeah. I think you're good at everything.
You love to plan. Okay, you're really talkative.
Very talkative.
You have a really big imagination.
It's so big. It's so
honestly
big.
And everything else, like my mom said.
Well, I think
I think at a lower level, because those three things you mentioned,
yeah,
A1.
Yeah.
And then the other things, it's just a level that's
below, some of them are a lot lower,
like far below.
Yeah,
average.
Like
guys,
yeah.
Like look at my rectal.
We can't, we're family, but I don't know where that goes.
Is that the picture you just sent?
Yeah, no, stop sending those pictures.
Stop sending your butt in the group chat. I said that.
I'm like here. You see that? Look, I'm here.
We're on a phone call.
I'm here.
Okay, I just learned how to send these gifts. Here's my favorite Bible passage. Let me send it to you guys. My auntie.
Get my aunt off the phone because this is crazy.
Excuse me, cousin. Are you talking back to
me? No, I'm sorry, auntie. I was kidding.
I will talk to your mother.
Auntie. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But also, can you tell your daughter to stop sending butt pics?
Because it's not me. It's your other daughter.
I promise you it was an accident.
She can't make food. OP, honey, you know, when you were in preschool, you ate a little bit of glitter and your poopies were a little bit shiny for a little bit.
Mom, stop telling people this. This is really embarrassing.
So I don't understand why.
Sister's 44 years old.
I don't understand why you can't have glitter on food.
You know what frustrates me, Mom, is how are you not seeing the point? You know, sis should not be.
Did you like the food last year?
You know,
just answer the question. Did you like the food last year?
Did you like the food last year?
I can answer it for her. Yes.
No, not from you.
This reminds me of my second favorite Bible verse.
Oh my God.
God loves all of us.
Okay, you know what?
He loves us. He don't love our cooking.
You know what? I'm going to see you guys at Thanksgiving dinner. Okay. I'm going to make dishes, cousin. I'm going to make dishes.
But don't worry about it. Don't worry about any of the dishes that she's going to make.
I'm not going
to
worry about you.
Five dishes.
Five dishes.
Oh, my Lanta. Honey, do you hear? She's making five dishes.
I'm bringing five dishes.
Okay, we'll bring a table for your five dishes because I don't have a table room for that.
Well, actually, I'll just use your table. It's fine.
No, you won't.
Well, we won't even. We'll need the main table because I'm going to be the main event. I'm taking over the main dish, too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Beep.
No, honey, I don't think you need to bring mashed potatoes. Okay, whatever.
Hey,
Thanksgiving
cousin.
Day.
Hey.
Mom, it's about to go down.
Sweetheart, you look so wonderful.
I really bought it.
What about your other daughter?
Thanks for showing up, baby.
This is my house, Mom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This is a $4.2 million house.
I forgot your...
Well, and you don't have to...
We get it. You don't have to...
I have achieved things in life and you don't seem to care about that.
You always have to do this. You're always trying to run one up in front of your sister. This is your sister's special day.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
It's not her special day.
It is my special day because it's the day that I bring everybody's taste buds to a new level. And you guys will thank me for this.
Cousin, what is about to happen?
I don't know. It's going to be bad.
I have food in the back room.
Are you guys ready?
I got Taco Bell. I brought some.
Can I have some? Yeah. Can't eat a chicken. Can't eat a chicken taco. Why did you crush it up?
Feed it to the dog. We don't need this.
Cousin, are you throwing food in the house?
She wasn't. It's not, Mom. It's not your house.
It's not in your
please.
House, Auntie.
I don't care. Your sister. My sister did not raise you to act.
Oh,
like that.
Okay, Auntie. I'm sorry.
It's fine. You can throw me another canteen of chicken if you want, but you don't have to because mom's looking.
But there's no need because the dishes are here.
Sister, get your hand out of my face. Get your hand out of my face.
Honey, look, they're holding hands. They love each other.
Okay.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Okay, here we go. It's food. So what is that smell?
Here's my first dish.
What is that smell?
It's been like that ever since she walked in.
Yum.
That is foul.
My first dish. What is that?
Oh, no.
Cranberry infused.
Oh, God.
Canned oysters. You look like you want it.
No.
Yeah.
Give it to a kid. I think a kid would love that. Oh.
I'm not a kid.
You know what, honey? I will try it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for you.
You know, this reminds me of it. It reminds me of one of my favorite dishes from my favorite show, Beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah. I love that show.
It's like a really big bite, that's mom. Such a
why? It's why is? Did you use hard cranberries? This is kind of dense and
oh wait, this
crunchy.
Is wrong dish. This is actually the sweet potato.
Oh, why is this
with edible glitter?
Oh, how did you get the sweet potatoes purple? You're so talented.
Yeah.
Why am I enjoying this? I like seeing, because yeah, she's putting her foot in her mouth right now.
It's good, huh?
It's good.
Honey,
it looks
good.
You
should try this.
Yeah, I think she wants another piece.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
What else did you make?
Take
dear?
The whole
she wants
box.
Another piece.
What else did you make?
Here you go.
Oh, I've
my uncle was shaking his
one.
Head. No, he did not want any of that.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to jump the gun. You guys ready for the main course?
Yeah, yes. The ham is actually in the other room.
Oh, no. This main course right here.
Oh, no. What is this?
We got the turkey mold. I molded this turkey. It's like a
why
gelatin.
Why did you just fondle the turkey like that? You put your bare hands on the turkey.
It's a gelatin.
Stop.
I do like how it wobbles. That is cool.
That's called the, honey, that's called the chef's touch.
Yes, yeah, the chef's touch. You wouldn't know anything
when's
about it.
When's the last time
you
washed
cook.
Your hands? From you? You're telling me that?
Yeah.
You're telling me that?
Yeah.
You went to the hospital for eating glitter.
But that
right?
wasn't... That
was from you. That was from your hands,
that
right?
Didn't count. That didn't count.
I didn't make you go to the hospital with glitter.
Right?
I did, but I thought it was edible glitter. But that doesn't count because I'm a better cook. Anyway.
Just show off your stupid mold.
Yeah we
it's
got the
moldy.
Gelatin.
I like
oh,
it.
My.
I like
in
that
the turkey.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I would never eat it, but I like the jiggle.
I like the shape. I do like the mold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thick turkey.
That's the thickest turkey I've ever seen.
It's very thick.
Honey,
it keeps getting bigger. I think it's growing bigger because your hands
your
keep going.
Is it growing?
How?
It's it's growing.
Oh,
wait.
What is it? It's alive?
Yeah, oh, my bad.
Oh, I just licked it on accident. I just licked it on accident.
Oh, oh. Wait, guys, I think I messed up.
Oh, God. Maybe what did you do?
Maybe I am a bad cook.
It's expanding.
It's just going over my entire body.
Oh, I'm getting sucked in. I'm getting sucked in.
Before I die, I just want to say, sister, you're trapped.
I hate you.
Insane.
Cloudy, I didn't think it was going to have the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs ending. Never would have expected that.
Shout out Josh in that. I was like, this is so mom reaction.
Oh, the Bible verse. I was like, I can't beat
that's
it.
My second favorite Bible verse.
I'm not saying that's my opinion on my family's texts.
Now I can go back to liking these again.
Yeah. Honestly, those were delicious. They're
these are real.
So good.
That's the real acting. Josh had to pretend
like
it was
like,
bad.
I should have got the red ones. At least it would have been I do like these ones as time. There's a tail left if anyone wants it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's it. This is our last episode of 2024.
How do you feel about this year, Maddie? From a comfort level, high 500 foot level, how do you feel about how this year went?
Taking a look back, it's crazy to see how much we've grown. Because sometimes when you're in it, it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But taking a look back, it's amazing to see how much we've grown. I think one of my favorite things was seeing, I was just recently looking back because I was editing the last Christmas episode where we talked about the hat pranks, and I had to go look back at the episodes, and I saw the Oklahoma episodes, and I was like, this was actually really good. The Oklahoma episodes.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just so shocked sometimes at how much we film. Like, well, you guys know this because we're filming all the time. And they just get longer. The episodes just get longer. And I'm like, maybe we could do 3 episodes a week. What do you guys remember when I brought that up to you?
We do remember. We remember.
So I don't know. A lot of change.
I have to add, as a an OG Ottoman, we got to shout out the comforters and the Ottoman. Because even the subreddit, I was looking at, you know, some of my Reddit recaps to the subreddits that I like to, you know, just lurk in. And Comfort Level Podcast was up there. It had tons and tons of views, like equal to one of my favorite subreddits. And just seeing all of the interaction from the community growing itself, it's amazing. And I'm, you know, coming as one of your guys' friends, I'm very proud of you guys. And I think you should be proud of yourselves.
Thanks,
Josh.
That was really nice.
Yeah, shout out to all the comforters. Yeah.
Shout out to all the comforters.
Especially the Ottomans.
And a few cousins.
Shout out to Adventurin. Huh?
What?
What did you just say?
Shout out to Adventurin. Thank you for watching us, Adventurin.
And thank you for all the people that we've gotten to know over the lives as we've done more lives. Yeah. We did our first live this year. That's weird to think about. It was.
That is weird.
And then our second live was the Blatchler.
Yeah, was the Blatchler this year?
The Blatchler was this year. So Husky was like, I need to go pee and I need you to take me out. He's like, you're going to open the door for me so I can go pee. From the lives, all the new people, you know, all the people on Patreon. Thank you guys for, you know, subscribing on Patreon and just everybody, just all the support, whether you're watching us or you're giving us likes and subscribes or you bought our merch or you're literally giving us money through Patreon or any other thing. Thank you so much for doing that.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it. And here's to getting bigger and better in the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to probably do a one and done.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming to this episode of the Comfort Level Podcast. Thank you for ringing in the new year with us. And we'll see you next time. Bye. You actually didn't care.
Oh, he loved
He's
it.
He's like, I have to pee. He's like,
no. No, this is good.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I'm here, too. I'm here, too.
Oh, yeah. Get it for the guests as well.
Thank you. Wild strawberry?
Oh, my God. I love... What the heck? I love that. I thought I was going to hate it.
I think this is the best flavor.
Weirdly, I don't even like sour stuff. I like the sour one more.
Elder, I thought you would have liked the elderflower one because you love teas like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are these sour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not like sour, but they're sour.
They're a little sour.
No.
They're delicious, but those are your guys's. So figure out who wants to. I think you guys already did.